I have to connect myself with what in Sanskrit is called asha. There's a Sanskrit word called asha bandha. Bandha means you have to bind yourself with to the hope. Asha means hope. To the spiritual hope in your life. And if you bind your mind with the rope of desire to that hope which lives in the heart of every human being, and especially it lives in the heart of every devotee, you will see miracles in your life. But if you continue to allow that Maya binds your mind with your mental vrittis, it's called, the thought waves. Well, that's a very abstract term. You know, with your mental energy, let's call it like this, toward negativity, you will just, where will you go? What is your hope in life? So this, we all are at this crossroad, and it depends entirely on our understanding of this point. It's a very general point that we choose to bind our mind and with it our entire life to these things. Let me call it in the world of color, the light things, the bright things. And obviously the best is, of all of this, the Krishna sun. Prabhupada had this at the motto of his magazine. His motto was, well, Krishna is like the sun, remember? And dark and Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is the sun of Krishna, sun, the darkness of Maya cannot stand. It's a very simple point, which calls for action. And I think if we learn to put this in our life, it will be very good. And I have some very good suggestions from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur how to do this, and would like to address you in this Vishwadev Prabhu said Neujahrsansprache. Yes, it's something like that. It's a New Year's address, so to say. So let us start. Let me see if everything is there. Good. The verse is there. The book is also there. No, yes, I don't have it. Ah, here it is. Thank you. Oh, God. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Vadatani. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Vadatani. Yasoda nandana vraja jana ranjana. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jamuna Tira Vana Chari. Ideya Ratamat Abha Gunya Vihani Ideya Ratamat Abha Gunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Hai bo! Hai bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravaraja Gacharya. Astada satasi simati simaingre sila abe chara naravinda sila bhakti veran swami maharaja sila bhupada ki jay samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jay gaura premanandi hari hari bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. I must say, I'm totally. If we read from canto one, text 12, but. Chapter 2, but some of us bewildered by sleep. God, oh Krishna. Tachadada namunayo. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Pashyantyatmani chatmanam Bhaktya Shruta Grihityaya Tatshadada Namunayo Jnana Vairakya Yuktaya Pashyatyan,
Yantyatmanichatmanam. Bhaktya Shruta Grihitaya.
Yes, someone else, please.
Sadaya Namunaya.
Matajis, please.
Tachadadana munayo. Yana vairagya muktaya. Satmanam. Vagya shudagrihitaya.
Touch. That.
Shadadana.
Seriously inquisitive.
Munayaha.
Sages.
Jnana.
Knowledge.
Vairagya.
Detachment.
Yuktaya.
Well equipped with.
Pashyanti.
See.
Atmani,
within himself,
cha,
and
Atmanam,
the Paramatma,
Bhaktya,
in devotional service,
Shruta,
the Vedas,
Grihitaya,
well received. So this text will speak to us about the process of bhakti. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, that means someone who wants to know, huh? Well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. There's another verse which is highlighting this. It's when you become serious about knowing the Lord, then you look for a path which brings you to Him. And in the Bhagavatam, it says it is a path, it is bhakti. But this bhakti, this is what the verse says, needs two helpers. It's knowledge and about Krishna and detachment from the things which don't help us in Krishna consciousness. So there's a second verse now, which I would like to read to you with purport, where this is a little bit highlighted. See, the point is we are all trying to do bhakti yoga. I feel we need to understand how it will work. And it will really only work what you do, chanting, eating prasadam, reading in the scriptures, associating with devotees, going on pilgrimage, etc. It will only work if you add two items to this. No, this is you must know more about Krishna, and you must also learn to say no to the things which are not good for your development in Krishna consciousness. So the next verse is speaking about this, and I know that we have some devotees who regularly read amongst us, so you kindly sing the verse with me. It's a very well-known verse.
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Shuvairakyam Jnanam Chayatahaitukim.
So here it says, by rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and also detachment from the world. So, Prabhupada now speaks about this. Please hear and listen carefully. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material, emotional affairs may make the argument. In the revealed scriptures, there are also recommendations for sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization. These are recommended there. According to these people who think bhakti is just some sentimentalism, I have to explain it a little so that you listen carefully. According to these people, bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti people say like this: bhakti is meant for the shudras and vaishyas and the less intelligent women class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities. And therefore, it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord. And it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold. Die stehen gerade an der Schwelle des Bhakti-Hauses. They are just on the threshold of the house of Bhakti. To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science. And it is open for all living beings, including the Shudras, Vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born Shudras. So what to speak of the high-class men, like the qualified Brahmanas and the great self-realized kings? Prabhupada makes here the point. Bhakti is sublime and is a really topmost process. And it's interesting how he argues his case. He says it is nectarian and full of content for those who are advanced, but it is also easy for those who are just starting their spiritual life. The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerities are all corollary factors. That means they follow. Following the pure and scientific bhakti. The principles of knowledge and detachment. Now he brings another point. He will talk now about how you can do your bhakti. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual, and the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether. You know, when you become detached, it doesn't mean you become just inert. It means almost like dull or not alive and so on. As men with a poor fund of knowledge think, Naishkamya means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential, yes. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti, Prabhupada writes here the bhakti cult, but it means in German language something which Prabhupada didn't intend to say. So, as a disciple who feels he wants to really make clear what his spiritual master says, I will say the bhakti movement is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Could I request you to listen to the sentence again? When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti movement, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti movement, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. Oh, Krishna. To make it easy, because when you read a text, while you read, you're getting enlightenment here and there, but when you have to listen, especially in the morning, it's difficult to get the same joy as the one who reads, to see the same thing which he sees. What Prabhupada here says is something very good. Be positive. Means engage your mind with Krishna, and then automatically you will become free from the attachment to the negative things, the material, the Maya. This is not possible, he says, by dry reasoning, thinking. It actually happens by the grace, mercy of the Almighty. In conclusion, okay. We may have forgotten everything about the purport. Now let's try. Now the conclusion. What is the conclusion? In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or only detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti movement. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Hare Krishna.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sasvati Deve Gauravani Bhajanine Nivaseza Sunyavari Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, dear friends, and dear skeptics, and also all of you who look at the emission of this lecture through Mayapur TV. It's my great honor and joy, really. Joy, yes, I'm very happy about this, to address all of you this morning on the subject of positive spirituality or positive Krishna consciousness. I think all of us in our lives know this situation where we want to really do something. We want to also be in a good consciousness. We would like to be in a very... we want to do extraordinary things. We want to be good. We want to be nice devotees. We want to be helpful for others. But there seems to be just something which holds us back and doesn't allow us to realize our personal projects and also our other projects which we want to manifest in the world. There seems to be almost a holding back force, a force which holds us back and does not allow us to realize our desires and fulfill our hopes in our life. Srila Prabhupada talked about this anchor which holds us back by quoting a little story which his own spiritual master had told about this fact that we want to do something nice but we seem to not be able to do it. He gave the analogy of a boat, people in a boat who want to go somewhere but who cannot, and no matter how strong they row and whatever they do, they just can't move away from the place where they are and which they want to. The Kirtan Academy in Shida Mayapur was a wonderful group of international devotees who were very inquisitive to enter the more advanced states of chanting Hare Krishna. And it was very rewarding for a lecturer who serves the devotees by trying to bring out some helpful points. It was very rewarding to be there. But it was also very strenuous, because after the classes, the devotees want to speak, and so much speaking. I felt very tired after some time, and I knew I needed a change. So I requested my assistant, please let us go on a bicycle tour through Shida Mayapur. That's the fastest way to move in Mayapur. I got on my bicycle and I drove through the beautiful path. Then we went, drove to the Ganga, and there was a boat. And my assistant said, so where do you want to go now? I said, well, can we cross the Ganga with our bicycles? Can we take our bicycles in the boat? Naturally, Maharaj, this is India. So we took our bicycle in the boat, and soon other bicycles came. It was like many people with a bicycle were in the boat, and we were ready to start. So this boat was not a rowing boat any longer. Material advancement has also come to Mayapur. It was a motor boat. You know, it was one of these long wooden, how do you say this, Ganga boats, very, very scenic to watch them, with a loud pep, 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 pep motor in it. And yes, so we went there, we stood there. And it somehow, I don't know why, I was engaged in conversing with my assistants and making contact with a nice Bengali people. I was trying my little two words of Bengali on everyone. Kemon Ochen, Bol Ochen, so I was there with my bicycle, and the boat started. Then all of a sudden, I made like. Ein Ruck, sagt man in Deutsch. Something was holding the boat, and I just went down next to my bicycle. Pang, on the floor, and everyone came. Oh, Swamiji, Swami, no problem, no problem. What happened? The boat had tried to start, but it had remained bound to the to the, what is it called, the... Help me, please help me. What? No, that the pole, yeah, some pole, you know, where it was tied, some bamboo rod. And we went with full strength, and then bang, it went, and I fell down, and we all laughed, you know, and no problem. And when you are in India, the best way to get around is whatever happens, no problem. Then you are the beloved of all Indians, you know. But if you get tense and German, then forget it. They all turn against you. So... no problem. But I was thinking deeply inside. Are we not sometimes doing this in our life? We want to move forward. It's now 1st of January and we are convinced, wow, the next year something special will come. We want to move forward. But boom, we are stopped and sometimes we fall even. And so on. This can happen. It can happen as long as we don't understand something about jnana and vairagya. That means knowledge and detachment. See, knowledge and detachment without bhakti are not really helpful. You can analyze your situation and you can try to say, oh, well, from this day on, I will not eat too much, especially not too much chocolate. You can make a resolution like that, but this knowledge and also detachment, I won't do this, will not really help you because it is something which comes from your own mind. Your own mind was the thing which brought you in the troubles of material existence. But, my dear devotees, if you connect these two factors, knowledge and detachment to Krishna or the bhakti idea, they will serve you very well. In other words, you don't just analyze your situation and in this way apply knowledge to your thing. No, you start to analyze Krishna. Analyze is not the word. To get more information about Krishna. This is positive knowledge, bhakti knowledge. And as far as detachment, you try to avoid that which is not favorable on your path of Krishna consciousness, praying to Krishna and to Lord Balaram, who is the original foundation of spiritual strength. Huh? You pray so that you get the strength to become free from these unfavorable factors. Then these two things will work. But I often have observed that our devotees practice analyzing their life situation and trying to find something better without connecting this effort with Krishna. I have seen many times devotees trying to give up what holds them back without praying for strength at the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram. I have seen that personally, in my life as well. Because we want to be good. We want to realize our personal projects and the projects which we share with the world. But we don't know how to get the strength. And the strength is like this. You get to know more about Krishna. That means you must start to read in the Bhagavatam regularly as a daily function, because it's this Purana, more than other Puranas, who came like the sun to dispel the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. And the second thing is, you must pray to Krishna that he helps you to move forward. Then everything is easy. There is a scientific investigation about New Year's resolutions. Do you know New Year's resolutions? Gute Vorsätze fürs neue Jahr in German language. And that's very dark findings. They say most of the New Year's resolutions don't work. It just doesn't work. It's just on the night when everyone is drunk. You know, I'm speaking now of Kami New Year's resolutions. They say, "Oh, I will be good to my son, and we will work everything out in the new year, and we will have a glorious relationship, and I will be responsible. I won't drink so much, and I will not smoke, because look at my bodily rupa. It is expanding beyond the belt, you know, too much. You know, I will do all of this." They have these, you know. When I was not yet practicing Krishna consciousness, I also, every new year, we were sitting with our family together. We were looking at a fire, and because my mother is a little interested in interesting things, you know. So we were sitting on the fire, and then we had to say, what will we do better in the next year? Oh. And everyone, you know, because we really believed in this, we shared our resolutions, and they never worked. There is a scientific investigation about this. And I asked Gadadha, who is good in scientific speculations, why is this so? And he said, well, January is a really bad time. There is low energy in nature. There's snow everywhere. It's cold. And, you know, and it's just, it's dark, you know. It only gets bright at 8 o'clock, and the sun disappears scandalously at, 4:30, and so on. So naturally, the human being has not enough energy to put his good resolutions in. January, he said, is the month for sleeping. Like the nature sleeps, and the bear sleep, and everyone. That's for the body to gain some strength for the next. And then at spring, when the whole nature awakens, your body and your mind awakens, and then it's the time to realize your projects. Not in January, he said. Like this, and okay, he has studied it. There may be some scientific, psychological speculation or reason for this. I think it's not the only reason. The reason why our good hopes and our wishes don't work so much is because we don't turn to Krishna with this. God is not there. The source of strength is not there. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in this verse about knowledge, you know, knowledge what to do, and renunciation means knowledge what not to do. He writes something very interesting. He speaks about a devotee who's not engaged in the inferior energies, what does this mean? Inferior energies means just material lust, anger, and all these things. Nor does such a devotee have material values. What does this mean? That means he doesn't believe wealth or a good position will be really useful for him. But to come to this stage where you're no longer engaged with Maya is not possible by dry reasoning. Your knowledge about this won't help you. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. By the mercy of Krishna, this is possible. In conclusion, one who is a devotee has all good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment. This is by the mercy of Krishna. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti movement. So, my dear devotees, what I'm trying to say is a very, very simple point. Please go to Krishna. Please make this high contact in your life. Contacts are always good, no? We believe in this. Make this high contact with Krishna. And it's simple. You just have to, and according to our tradition, you read in the Pratinidhi form. Pratinidhi means the representative of Krishna. You contact that. That is the Bhagavatam. Do you know that the Bhagavatam represents Krishna? It's Krishna, self-same Krishna. Because if you read the Bhagavatam, you will soon see how Krishna manifests in your heart. Who of you has this experience reading Bhagavatam and just feeling that, oops, close to Krishna? Good, good. We all have this feeling. We read this after some time. We feel, oops, I'm actually beginning to think about Krishna. Yes, because through the Bhagavatam, Krishna manifests in the heart. That is described in the second chapter of this great work. And the second form of, that will help you to get knowledge about Krishna and then pray to Krishna to help you give up the anchor so that you don't try to move forward like this Bengali ferryman who had not yet, severed or cut his connection to the pole, on the land. This is very important. These two things, my dear devotees, this will work very wonderful. And I have something which I would just like to share with you this morning, something which does help you a little bit to move forward. It is a prayer to Lord Krishna, which will empower you to move forward very nice. Can I share this with you? Thank you. Kakave habe bala se dinamo aparada gucci shodaname ruchi kripa bale habe hridaya sancha. I won't bore you any longer with my unexpert singing. Let us go right to the translation here. O Lord. O Lord, please tell me, when will that day come when I become free from the offenses against the holy name? This should be a prayer in our heart. Lord, help me to become free from this offense against the holy name, especially criticizing Vaishnavas. That's not good. That holds me back. And then I fall like the persons on the boat who, when the boat started and was still connected to the land, they fell. So if you start your spiritual life, but you make offenses, no, not much hope. When will I develop a taste for chanting the Lord's holy name. That should be prayed for. Krishna, give me ruchi, give me taste. Because I'm a weak person, I will always do that for which I have some taste. So if you don't give me taste for your spiritual life, I might do my material life. Give me please taste, this higher taste, very important. When will I develop a taste for chanting the holy name? By your mercy. O Lord, when will I consider myself lower than the grass? When will I develop the quality of tolerance within my heart? At this moment, I'm a little bit proud and quite intolerant of others. That happens when we are proud. When will this tolerance come? When will I offer respect to everyone and not expect any respect in return? When will I become a servant, really? In this way, when will I relish the nectar of the mellows of the holy name? You know, my dear devotees, there's bhakti with nectar and there's bhakti without nectar. Bhakti without nectar is when you just do it mechanically, but there is no taste in your heart. Because mostly the reasons are given out of offenses which we just can't help but do. And they all come from this tendency, which often comes due to our insecurity in life. That is a tendency when a person is insecure. He just always wants to be better than others. More attention he wants to have. And then when he is in that mood, then he is just so intolerant of others' mistakes. I do not want wealth. I do not want followers. I don't want fame. I don't want beautiful women. These things give one only bodily pleasure. O Gaura Hari, please give me causeless devotional service at your lotus feet, birth after birth. Give me this bhakti. This is most important for me. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur looks into the future and he sees the person he wants to be. I think he is already that person, but just for us, he do that also, my dear devotees. Look a little in the future. Look at the ideal persona or person you want to be. Do you want to be an attached, nervous German? Or do you want to be a blissful, nectarian devotee who's tolerant and who's free from offenses? Look in the future. See the future person and move towards that person. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees. When, while chanting the holy name of Krishna, will the hair of my body stand on end? When, while chanting, will my voice become choked? And my body become pale. Pale means white. I become pale. When will I become stunned and begin to shed incessant tears of ecstatic love? Yes, my dear devotees, you should also be ecstatic. You should be happy, ecstatic, blissful. This is the movement for this, you know, chanting and dancing. It's for joyful people, not people with dark clouds in their faces. When will I sincerely call out the names of Gauranga and Nitananda? No. When will I be there on the banks of the Ganges at Navadvip? When will I give up all my worries about the material world and run about dancing and singing the glories of Nitai and Gaur like a madman. So this, to come from the state of being a covered living entity who is so much bound, and to come to that state of being an ecstatic human being, you need one important thing: spiritual strength. This spiritual strength is, it is with the jiva. It is with us in our original constitutional position. But at the moment where we are covered, the spiritual strength doesn't manifest so much. It's like a spark which has become almost extinguished. And to obtain the spiritual strength, the Shastras refer us to Lord Nityananda. That's and to Lord Balaram, Nityananda Ram, and to their representative in the spiritual, in this world, the spiritual master. It is from here that we can get this spiritual strength. It is a very important address. Lord Balaram, who in this world is there, also came as Nityananda. And a great, great Mahajan spiritual master like Prabhupada. We need to connect here. We need to put us underneath. There was a yoga conference. It has had the provocative title, Love the Guru, Kill the Guru. That yoga world, they are a little speculating about the traditions. And the conference wanted to explore the idea of guruship. And we discussed yesterday with some devotees about this conference. I think we all have these two things in our mind. At times we want to just surrender to Srila Prabhupada, and at other times we are a little rebellious. But I would really like to bring to your kind attention, from where will you get spiritual strength? It's only from a person who is already there, who has shown in his life his amount of spiritual strength. And you need to connect there. Otherwise you have your weak mind as your guru, and that will not work very nicely in terms of spiritual strength. So my request to all of you is, if you want to realize this position which Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about, an ecstatic Vaishnav in the next year, you will have to study a little bit bhakti knowledge about Krishna, and you will have to learn to say no to Maya, which doesn't help you in your spiritual life. And I request you to connect with Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful ecstatic teachings more and more, so that you can also have the spiritual strength to become what you deserve to become. You all have this birthright. It is waiting for you to become a nectarian devotee who's full of devotional feelings, the bhakti rasa in the heart. That is very that you deserve. That is waiting for you, Hare Krishna. And a simple point, my dear devotees. I know sometimes we cannot remember complex points. So we see, can you say it simple in one word? Yes, ask for the mercy of Krishna. in the next year. And this sentence is what I want to say to you so that you can become empowered in your devotional life. Not long ago, I listened to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and he said something which somehow touched me very much. He said something which I felt, I don't know if he, I don't dare to doubt you, Srila Prabhupada, because I'm your disciple, and I know if I cut that line, I'm nowhere. But maybe you are a little bit too enthusiastic here. I was doubting like this, a little bit. Prabhupada said, the moment you turn to Krishna, he is there. I thought, really? Will this work? You know, are you also like this, or am I the only rascal in this audience? So then I said, I will try this. I will try, Prabhupada. I will take you on this word, on this sentence. And somehow I can only say, I mean, some people say I'm a sahajiya when I say Krishna is really there. What can I do? You cannot really please everyone, it seems. But I really know that when you turn to Krishna in prayer, something comes. Couldn't you feel that yesterday when we turned to Krishna? Something came, no? It's something. Little bit. Something. Many came to you, to me, and said, oh, something came. I said, keep it for yourself. Don't talk about it. It's between you and Krishna. Yes, this comes. If you sincerely turn to Krishna, you must be sincere, obviously. Then he who's in the heart responds, yeya tamang prapatyante. In the degree in which you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. This is Krishna's promise in the Gita. It's not something highly esoteric. It is something very known in the scripture. Please do this. Hare Krishna. If you want to read this song, which is in the Sharanagati song collection, I really recommend it. It's a beautiful Vaishnav song, and you are modern people. You can go on the internet and get the right melody and then sing it. No, I can't find it at the moment. Let me just find it for you. Hankering from 95. Here. It is called, the song is called Kabe, Habe, Habe, Bala, Bala, Sedi Namor. You know, you only need this, you are Google people. It's on page 119 of this Sharanagati song collection. If you don't have this, but another edition, it comes in the section Bhajan Lalasa, I believe. Let me make it sure that I don't say... Yeah, Bhajan Lalasa means hankering for bhajan, for devotional service. It's a first-class prayer for the grace of Lord Krishna to empower you to become a good devotee. Thank you very much. It was, like always, a great pleasure to stay with you. Great, great pleasure. Very rewarding. Maybe in this year, our ways will cross again. We will see each other here or there again. One very good address is Radhadish Mellows, where we chant for non-stop for 2 days, really. In Radhadish, it's on the last weekend of the January month. If you have time, I would be so happy if you all come. But rest assured, we'll be very full. Hare Krishna. All the best, and Hare Krishna. Stay. We will, Gaurahari will make some concluding announcements. But thank you very much, and Haribo. Go, Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. No, no.